and general, especially in rural communities like around here, you know, we're all just families and business, really. You know, there's none of us huge corporations. You know, there's people behind this. You know, as I said, we're families, kids, there's mortgages. You know, it's having a huge effect on people. And, you know, we have to be given some hope and some plan that we can get back to work and do what we love to do and pay our taxes and earn a living and, you know, just get a way out of this.
The fear is that because of these restrictions, people are going to be saying, well, look, there's no point in taking my family on a staycation in Ireland over the summer if we can't even go and eat together in a restaurant. So maybe I'll just go elsewhere instead. Is that a fear for yourselves, that you may actually see what little bit of business was going to be there over the summer actually decrease even more?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't think people now, after it comes down the line, if what they come up with is that you have to show a vaccine passport and a family of four, two mommy and daddy's vaccinated and me, John and Mary aren't. Sure, what are they going to do? You know, it's not realistic. And I do think that people are going to say, oh, you know what? We're not going to staycation this year. We'll save our money for next year and go abroad. Or they'll go abroad this year.